This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Salman asks, Sumayya also asks the same question. I'm now in my 40s. I'm in my late 60s, subhanAllah. Why should I learn the Arabic language? هذا كتاب and هذه سيارة etc. etc. Why should I bother myself? Why should I spend time learning the Arabic language? We say in response to that, يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Allah states in the Noble Quran, والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا. Those who exert themselves for our sake, your exertion, your learning, your studying, this is for the sake of who? This is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you exert yourself, you make an effort, and this effort is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn His deen, to learn the language of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he awoke in the morning, what did he speak? When he was in his salah, what language did he use? When he was seated in his durus amongst the sahaba, what language did he speak? His sunnah, the prophetic sunnah, is in what language? The noble Quran, this noble Quran is in what language? In the Arabic language, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. And so, for us to understand this, we need to understand the Arabic language. And just like how the kid, the child, cannot run before the child has learned to crawl, we need to obviously crawl. Then we begin to take steps one after the other, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. And Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, remember and never ever forget, man سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. Whoever seeks a path of knowledge, whoever seeks the path of knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his path to paradise easy for him. It's not that you become the alim or the sheikh al hadith or the master in the Arabic language, no, but rather merely being on the path, then your path to paradise is made easy. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 18. Walhamdulillah. What did we learn in lesson number 18? We did a little bit of revision in terms of non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Example, هذا كلب, this is a dog. هذه سيارة, this is a car. Plural them, we say هذه كلاب. كلاب is the plural, non-rational plural. We're going to treat it as a singular feminine word. We're going to say هذه كلاب. هذه كلاب. And the plural in the other one, هذه سيارات. These are cars. والحمد لله. Whereas if it was a human being, student, طالب, هذا طالب. Plural. هؤلاء طلاب. We use هؤلاء for the rational nouns. هؤلاء طلاب. These are students. والحمد لله. We also learned in lesson number 18 the word كم. The word كم. كم means how much, how many. The word after كم, it must be in the singular form and it must be منصوب. It must be in the fatha form. كم رجلا في السيارة. How many men in the car. كم طالبا في فصلكم. How many students in you people's classroom. كم أختا لك. How many sisters do you have. كم أخا لك. How many brothers do you have. Excellent. So we learned the word كم, mashallah. Then we were also introduced to the dual. In Arabic, we have the singular, the dual, and then the plural. Whereas in English, we have singular and plural. Kitab, or rather, book and books. Whereas in Arabic, كتاب a book. كتاباني two books. كتب books. ما شاء الله. Excellent. والحمد لله. And so we did some of, we took some of those words. Example. عجلتان. عجلتان means two wheels. Excellent. We also saw عيدان. عيدان. في السنة عيدان. In the year there are two عيدs. Two عيدs. هما عيد الفطر وعيد الأضحى. They are عيد الفطر and عيد الأضحى. Excellent. He says عندي متجران. عندي متجران. I have two businesses. كبيران. Both of them are big. والحمد لله. He says نافذتان. Two windows. نافذة. One window. نافذتان. Two windows. نوافذ. This is the plural. والحمد لله. كم سورة. كم سورة حفظت؟ How many surahs have you memorized? كم سورة؟ So سورة must be singular. Number two, it must have the fatha. It must be mansub. Why? Because it comes after كم. How many surahs have you memorized? كم قلما عندك؟ How many pens do you have? كم كتابا عندك؟ How many books do you have? كم سورة حفظت؟ How many surahs have you memorized? كم سبورة في فصلكم؟ How many boards, chalkboards in your classroom? Excellent. Another sentence. خالد له ابنان. خالد له ابنان. He has two sons. وبنتان. And two daughters. والحمد لله. للبيت مفتاحان. The house has two keys. للبيت مفتاحان. مفتاحان. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله بإذن الله تعالى. We will now be moving on to lesson number 19. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Lesson number 19. And what are we introduced to in lesson number 19? We are introduced to numbers. We are introduced to numbers. Walhamdulillah. In book 1, we cover numbers 1 to 10. Bi-iznillahi ta'ala. And as we progress book 2, book 3, then we will be introduced to greater and bigger numbers, inshallah. Let us begin. Ad-darsu tasi'a ashar. Lesson number 19. In lesson number 19, as was mentioned, we will be studying, we will be learning numbers 1 and 2. They have special rules related to them. The number 1, the number 2, they go together. They form certain patterns, 1 and 2. Then 3 to 10, there's another rule which applies to lessons number, or rather numbers number 3 to 10, inshallah. Then we will also be learning the word kullu, kullu, kullu bid'atin. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu bid'atin dalala. So after kullu, the word after it is mudafun ilay. Kullu bid'atin, kullu rajulin, kullu kitabin, every book, every man. So the word after kullu will be majroor, will be in the kasra form. Then we find, for example, the word baina. Baina means between. Baina means between. We make tawaf, or rather we make sa'i. Baina safa wal marwa. Between safa and marwa. And baina, you cannot say baini or bainu. Rather it's baina. And baina is a zarf. It's an adverb. Walhamdulillah. Indicating place or time. Yalla, bismillah, we begin lesson number 19. Al-mudiru, the principal, the guy in charge, the manager. Kam taliban jadidan. Kam, how many? Kam taliban, how many students? Taliban is in the singular form and it's in the mansub form, the fatha form. Kam taliban, how many students? Jadidan is a describing word. Describing what? Describing talib. It's the na'at for talib. Kam taliban jadidan. So jadidan will be exactly the same as taliban. Why? Because it is describing taliban. It is the na'at. It must follow the rule of the man'ut, whatever it is describing. Kam taliban jadidan, how many new students? Fi faslika, fi in. Fasl, fasl, classroom. Faslika, Faslika, your classroom. How many new students in your classroom? Ya Sheikhu, oh Sheikh. Can we say Ya Sheikhun? No, because after Ya, then the noun will only have one sign. It will only have, for example, here one Dhamma, because it is now specific. It is now specific. It's not just any Sheikh. It's rather the guy you screamed for. Ya Sheikhu. Mumtaz. One more time. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslika ya Sheikhu. How many new students in your classroom, O Sheikh? The mudarris responds, the teacher, the Sheikh, he responds and he says, fihi, in it what? What's the it? Fi, he, the who, or the ha there is going back to what? The ha is going back to the classroom. Fihi, in it meaning in it, the classroom. Asharatu tullabin, mumtaz. Asharatu. Asharatu, 10. Fihi asharatu tullabin. In it, there are 10 tullab. There are 10 students. Jududin, new students. There are 10 new students. In it, there are 10 new students. Mumtaz. Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Tullab. Tullab is the masculine plural there. Excellent. But you noticed it has a number 10 before it, which is feminine. Subhanallah. We are talking about tulab, but the number before it is feminine. Yes, that's the rule. That's the rule. If whatever you are counting is masculine, then the number before it would be feminine. They work on the opposites. And this is from numbers 3 to 10. 1 and 2 have a separate rule. But the rule for 3 to 10 is such that whatever you are counting in its original form. So, tulab, its original form is talib. Talib is masculine or feminine? It's masculine. So, the number before it will be feminine. The number before it will be feminine. Fihi asharatu tullabin. Fihi asharatu tullabin. And jududin. Jududin is a describing word. It's the na'at for tullab. So if tullab is majroor with a kasra, then obviously jududin will also be majroor. Walhamdulillah. So ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, the rule is such. Numbers 3 to 10. If whatever you are counting, be it books, be it cards, be it phones, be it men, be it women, in its original form, if it is masculine, then the number before it will be feminine. And if it is in its original form, you find that it is feminine, then the number before it will be masculine. They work on the opposites. They work with the opposites. Number, let's move on to the next sentence. Min ayna hum? From where are they? Akulluhum min baladin wahidin. Akullu, alif of questioning. Akulluhum. Akulluhum. Are all of them. Akulluhum. Akulluhum. Are all of them. Min baladin wahidin. From balad. From country. Wahidin. From one country. So here we dealt with the word or the number one. One and two, they are different from 3 to 10 in terms of their rules. 1 and 2, the numbers operate as na'at. The number is a na'at. It comes after the item being counted. So look here. Min baladin wahidin. Wahid came after balad. Whereas for 3 to 10, the number comes before. The number comes before, and also you find that there's a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship. Look above again. Asharatu tullabin. Asharatu tullabin. Asharatu is a mudaf, and tullabin is a mudafun ilay. So the genders are on the opposites, and also the relationship is a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship. Whereas with regards to 1 and 2, there's no mudaf and mudafun ilay, and there's also no opposite of genders, etc. Rather, it's the same gender, and the number is a simple na'at. It's a simple describing word which comes after the word that it is describing. Akulluhum min baladin wahidin. Are all of them from one country? So one came after balad. Baladin Wahidin, excellent. Masculine, masculine. And Wahidin is a na'at, is a describing word. La. Hum min biladim mukhtalifatin. Hum, they, min, from. Bilad, plural. Bilad means countries. Mukhtalifatin, different countries. Why did we say mukhtalifatin, feminine? Because bilad is a non-rational plural, so we're going to treat it as singular feminine. So its describing word which came after will be feminine. Biladim mukhtalifatin. Hum min biladim mukhtalifatin. Hum min biladim mukhtalifatin. They are from different countries. Minhum thalathatu tullabin. Minhum, from amongst them. Min, from. Minhum, from amongst them. Thalathatu tullabin. Three students. Thalathatu tullabin. Tullab in its singular form, it's talib, and so the number before it will be masculine, or rather the number before it will be feminine. Tullab in its original form is talib, which is masculine, so the number before it will be the opposite. Thalathatu tullabin, and the relationship is a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship. Minhum thalathatu tullabin min al-filibbini. From them are three students from the Philippines. وَأَرْبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ, and four students. طُلَّاب in its original form is طَالِب, which is masculine, and so the number before it will be feminine. We're operating on the opposites here with regards to numbers from 3 to 10. And it's a mudafun ilay relationship. أَرْبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ مِنَ الْيَابَانِ, and four students from Japan. وَطَالِبَانِ مِنَ الصِّينِ. وَطَالِبَانِ مِنَ الصِّينِ, and two students from China. وَطَالِبَانِ مِنَ الصِّينِ. وَطَالِبَانِ مِنَ الصِّينِ. وَطَالِبٌ وَاحِدٌ. MashaAllah. Talibun wahidun, and one student. So one is a simple na'at. It came after talib and it's wahidun, mashaAllah. Talibun, so wahidun will be the same. Min Malaysia. Min Malaysia. What's Malaysia? Malaysia. So again, numbers 1 and 2, they come after the item being counted, and they are simple na'ats. Whatever the item they're counting, they follow the same rule. Masculine, masculine, feminine, feminine, etc. Whereas 3 to 10, they go on the opposite gender rule, and they form a mudaf and mudafun ilayh relationship. Afi faslika tullabun min Amerika. Afi faslika, are they in your classroom? Afi faslika tullabun min Amerika. Afi faslika tullabun min Amerika. Are they in your classroom, tullab from America? Naam, fihi sab'atu tullabin. Yes, there are seven students. Sab'atu tullabin, tullab in its original form is talib, masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. Sab'atu tullabin min Amerika. Ahum jududun, are they new? Ahum, are they jududun, are they new, meaning new students? La, hum kudama. No, they are old students. They are old. Hum kudama. So we have qadimun, and its plural is kudama. We have the word qadimun, and its plural is kudama. Mumtaz. Kam taliban fihi min Urubba. The mudir asks, kam taliban, how many students? Kam taliban fihi, in it meaning your classroom. Kam taliban fihi min Urubba. What's Urubba? Urubba is Europe. How many students there from Europe? He says, fihi khamsatu tullabin min Inkaltara. Fihi, in it, meaning in it, the classroom. Khamsatu tullabin, five students. Khamsatu tullabin, tullabin, its original form is talib, and so the number before it will be feminine. Talib is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. Fihi khamsatu tullabin min Inkaltara, five students from England. Wa thamaniyatu tullabin min Almania, and eight students from Almania. What's Almania? ألمانيا is Germany وثمانية طلاب من ألمانيا وستة طلاب من فرنسا and 6 students from France وتسعة طلاب من اليونان وتسعة طلاب and 9 students من اليونان what's يونان from Greece ما شاء الله شكرا يا شيخ and the مدير says thank you oh شيخ ممتاز والحمد لله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله this was the exercise this was the passage بإذن الله تعالى what did we learn we learned number one that when it comes to numbers one and two they operate as نعت as describing words as adjectives they come after whatever they are counting and they follow the rule of whatever they are counting والحمد لله number two Numbers 3 to 10, they come before the item that's being counted. And in terms of gender, they are opposite in gender to the original item. If we are talking about طلاب, so طلاب in its singular form is طالب. And طالب is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. ثلاثة طلاب, 3 students, والحمد لله. We were also introduced to كله. The word after kullu will be in the majroor form. We'll take the kasra walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Let's move on to tamreen exercise number one. Iqra waktub. All we have to do is just read the 10 numbers walhamdulillah. Thalathatu tullabin. Please, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, say this. Let your lips move. Thalathatu tullabin. ثلاثة طلاب ثلاثة طلاب 3 students ثلاثة طلاب أربعة طلاب أربعة طلاب أربعة طلاب أربعة طلاب 4 students خمسة طلاب خمسة طلاب خمسة طلاب 5 students ستة طلاب ستة ستة طلاب 6 students سبعة طلاب 7 students ثمانية طلاب 8 students تسعة طلاب 9 students عشرة طلاب 10 students والحمد لله Exercise number 2 اقرأ واكتب read and write عندي I have belongs to me. عندي I have belongs to me. What do I have? خمسة كتب. خمسة كتب. خمسة كتب. كتب in its original form is كتاب. We worry about that كتاب. That كتاب, is it masculine or feminine? It's masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. خمسة كتبين. Here we don't apply that rule well, non-rational, plural, treated as singular, feminine, etc., etc., in terms of the number. No. Rather, we look at the original gender of the word. So, كتب, in its original form, is كتاب. Singular form, it is كتاب. So, كتاب is masculine. So, the number before it will be feminine. خمسة كتبين. وثلاثة أقلام وثلاثة أقلام أقلام in its singular form is قلم قلم is masculine so the number before it will be feminine ثلاثة أقلام one more time عندي خمسة كتب وثلاثة أقلام عندي خمسة كتب وثلاثة أقلام number two خالد له ستة أبناء خالد خالد has له ستة أبناء. Khalid has 6 sons. Sons, masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. Number 3. كم أخاً لك يا آمينة. كم أخاً لك يا آمينة. How many brothers do you have, O آمينة? She says, لي I have أربعة إخوة. أربعة إخوة أربعة إخوة إخوة in its singular form is أخون masculine so the number before it will be feminine لي أربعة إخوة لي أربعة إخوة ممتاز number 4 في الأسبوع in the week في الأسبوع in the week سبعة أيام. سبعة أيام. أيام is the plural of يوم. يوم is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. سبعة أيام. سبعة أيام. Number five. كم ريالا عندك؟ How many rials do you have? كم ريالا عندك؟ Why ريالا؟ Because after كم. كم ريالا عندك الآن؟ How many rials do you have now? يا عمار أو عمار. عندي الآن, I have now, ثمانية ريالات. ثمانية ريالات. ريالات is the plural of ريال. والريالات in its singular form is what? Is ريال, which is masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. ثمانية ريالات. ثمانية ريالات. ريالات in its singular form is ريال, masculine. So the number before it now will be feminine. ثمانية ريالات. ممتاز. Number six. في هذا الحي, in this neighborhood, in this area, in this neighborhood, في هذا الحي تسعة بيوت جديدة. تسعة بيوت. بيوت in its singular form is بيت, masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. تسعة بيوت. Why جديدة؟ تسعة بيوت جديدة. جديدة is a describing word for بيوت. And so بيوت is a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine, and so that's why جديدتين. Those of you who caught on with that, walhamdulillah, mashaAllah. Again, في هذا الحي تسعة بيوت جديدة. جديدة is feminine, it's singular, it is describing بيوت. Why? Because it is treating بيوت as a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. Walhamdulillah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. One more time, that one. في هذا الحي تسعة بيوت جديدة والحمد لله. Number seven. لهذه السيارة أربعة أبواب. لهذه السيارة, to for this car, أربعة, four أبواب. أربعة أبواب. أبواب in its singular form is باب. باب is masculine, and so the number before it will be feminine. لهذه السيارة belongs to this car, or this car has أربعة أبواب, four doors. Number eight. كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ How much? What's the price of this book? كم ثمن؟ ثمن means price. كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ What? How much price of this book? How much is the price of this book? ثمنه, its price. ثمنه, ثمنه meaning its price, its price meaning going back to what? Going back to the book. ثمنه سبعة ريالات. سبعة ريالات. ما معنى سبعة ريالات؟ Seven. سبعة ريالات, seven reals. So ريالات in its singular form is ريال, masculine. And so in its singular form it is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. سبعة ريالات ونصف, and half. نصف means half. كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ ثمنه سبعة ريالات ونصف, and half. Number nine. في هذا الفصل, في هذا الفصل, in this classroom, عشرة طلاب. عشرة طلاب قدامى. في هذا الفصل, in this classroom, عشرة طلاب. طلاب in its singular form is طالب, and so the number before it will be the opposite of what طالب is. طالب is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. عشرة طلاب. طلاب. Why طلاب? Because there's a مضاف and مضاف إليه relationship between عشرة طلاب. Like كتاب محمد. Like كتاب محمد. قدامى. ما معنى قدامى؟ قدامى means old. وأربعة طلاب جدد. وأربعة طلاب, and four students new, and four new students. Number 10. كم قميصا عندك؟ كم قميصا عندك يا إبراهيم؟ How many shirts do you have, O Ibrahim? عندي أربعة قمصان. عندي أربعة قمصان. أربعة قمصان. Why? Because قمصان, its singular form is قميص, masculine. So the number before it will be feminine. And then there's a مضاف and مضاف إلي relationship. So أربعة قمصان. أربعة قمصان. The مضاف إلي will always be مجرور in the kasra form. Number 11. عندي ريالاني. I have two reals. عندي ريالاني وخمسة قروش. وخمسة قروش and five قروش. جيد. عندي ريالاني وخمسة قروش. قروش. I think they use this in Egypt, if not mistaken. عندي the جنيه and then the قروش. عندي ريالاني. I have two reals. وخمسة قروش. And I have five قروش. قروش in the singular form is masculine, and so the number before it will be feminine. Number 12. في هذه الحافلة, in this bus. عشرة ركاب. عشرة ركاب. In this bus there are 10 passengers. In this bus there are 10 passengers. Rukab is the plural of rakib, and rakib is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. Walhamdulillah. Again, في هذه الحافلة, in this bus, عشرة ركاب. عشرة ركاب. 10 passengers, mashallah, walhamdulillah. Number 2, ajib ani, or rather, exercise number 3, ajib ani al-as'ila al-atiya musta'milan al-adad al-madhkur bayn al-qawsayn. They want you to fill in the blanks using the number found in the brackets. So they just gave you the number there, and they want you to obviously put it in word form. Number 1, kam kitaban indaka? Kam kitaban indaka? Then the answer, عندي ثلاثة كتب. They gave you the number 3. So عندي ثلاثة كتب. ثلاثة, number is feminine. ثلاثة كتب. Let's try. Number 1. كم أخا لك يا حامد؟ How many brothers do you have, O Hamid? كم أخا لك يا حامد؟ كم أخا لك يا حامد؟ حامد will say, we want him to give the answer 5. He would say, لي what? لي خمسة إخوة. لي خمسة إخوة. Because إخوة in its singular form is أخن, which is masculine. So here the number before it will be feminine. لي خمسة إخوة. لي خمسة إخوة. Excellent. كم عمّن لك يا ليلى؟ How many uncles do you have, O ليلى؟ كم عمّن لك يا ليلى؟ So we want ليلى to say she's got 4 uncles, 4 fathers, brothers. So she says, لي أربعة أعمام. لي أربعة أعمام. لي أربعة أعمام. So عم plural أعمام, ممتاز. The next one. كم ابنا لك يا شيخ؟ How many sons do you have, O Sheikh? كم ابنا لك يا شيخ؟ He has 6 sons. So he would respond, لي ستة أبناء. لي ستة أبناء. لي ستة أبناء. ممتاز والحمد لله. Number 4. كم سؤالا في هذا الدرس؟ كم سؤالا؟ How many questions? كم سؤالا في هذا الدرس؟ How many questions in this lesson? كم سؤالا في هذا الدرس؟ How many questions in this lesson? And the answer should be 8. And so he would say, في هذا الدرس, in this lesson, or quick answer would be, فيه, فيه ثمانية أسئلة. فيه ثمانية أسئلة. As'ila is the plural of su'al. Su'al is masculine, and so the number before it will be feminine. Fihi thamaniyatu as'ilatin. Fihi thamaniyatu as'ilatin. Walhamdulillah. Number 5. Kam rakiban fil hafilati? How many passengers in the bus? كم راكبا في الحافلة? Let's say there are 9. So في الحافلة, or you can just answer short form, فيها, فيها, فيها تسعة ركاب. فيها تسعة ركاب. فيها تسعة ركاب. In it there are 9 passengers. كم ريالا في جيبك? كم ريالا في جيبك? How many riyals in your pocket? في جيبي, in my pocket, or you could answer فيه, in it, meaning your pocket, in it. سبعة ريالات. سبعة ريالات. فيه سبعة ريالات. فيه سبعة ريالات. كم ثمن هذا الكتاب? What's the price of this book? كم ثمن هذا الكتاب? كم ثمن هذا الكتاب? One might ask, but didn't we learn after كم, the word must be singular and it must be in the mansub fatha form? The answer is yes, that is a rule. But then why here we have ثمن هذا الكتاب? We don't have it singular and we don't have it in the mansub form. We say that because here we got something else. We have another relationship here. We have a مضاف and مضاف إليه relationship. ثمن هذا الكتاب. Or ثمن الكتاب, جيد, and so that's a مضاف and مضاف إليه relationship, and that trumps the matter of the منصوب after the كم. كم ثمن هذا الكتاب, جيد, and so the answer would be 10. Your answer would be ثمن هذا الكتاب. ثمن هذا الكتاب عشرة ريالات. ثمن هذا الكتاب عشر. ثمن هذا الكتاب عشرة ريالات. Let's say it's 10 riyals. عشرة ريالات. عشرة feminine. Why? Because ريال in its singular form is ريال, and in its plural form ريالات. And so we worry about the singular form. Singular form it is ريال, which is masculine, and so the number before it will be feminine. عشرة ريالات. عشرة ريالات. والحمد لله. Then in exercise number 4, in reality this is more of like homework, they want you to write down or they want you to repeat the numbers 3 to 10 for the following. كتاب. So 3 books would be ثلاثة كتب. 4 books, أربعة كتب. 5 books, خمسة كتب. 6 books, ستة كتب. They want you to do the same for all of these words. Example, قلم. ثلاثة أقلام. أربعة أقلام. خمسة أقلام. ستة أقلام. سبعة أقلام. The last one there, for example, ابن. ثلاثة أبناء. أربعة أبناء. خمسة أبناء, etc. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, some new words that we've picked up, we've learned in this lesson. الثمن, the price. الثمن, the price. نصف, نصف means half. نصف means half. ريال, or rather الريال. الريال, the ريال. And plural, ريالات. الحافلة, the bus. حافلات, buses. السؤال, the question. أسئلة, questions. البلد, the country. بلاد, countries. أوروبا, Europe. فرنسا, France. مختلفة, different. مختلفة means different. اليوم, and the plural, أيام. اليوم, the day, and أيام, days. القرش, and the plural is قروش. This is a type of currency. I think it's the coins used in Egypt. راكب, ركاب. ركاب, passenger and passengers. قديم, plural قدامى. قديم and قدامى. الجيب, his jayb, mashallah, is very big. The jayb, الجيب. الجيب means the pocket. Could also be like, you know, your pants pocket, etc. Jayid, al-jaybu. And the plural, juyubun. Juyubun, pockets. Almania, Germany, اليونان, Greece, ماليزيا, Malaysia, والحمد لله, سبحان الله, والحمد لله, ولا إله إلا الله, ما شاء الله, تبارك الله, يا عبد الله, يا أمت الله. With that, we have completed exercise number 19, or lesson number 19, والحمد لله. We now move on to a maxim from the Noble Quran, short words which are vast in meaning, a foundational principle from the Noble Quran, and we had mentioned this verse in tonight's lesson, the verse stating that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا, Surah Ankabut, verse number 69. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, those who exert themselves, فِينَا, for our sake, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, we will guide them, سُبُولَنَا, to our path. This is mentioned at the end of Surah Ankabut. And look at the beginning of Surah Ankabut. Allah mentions, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do people think that they will be just left like this to say I believe and they will not be tested? وَلَقَدَ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and we tested the people before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ, and so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sifted out the truthful from those who were the liars. Allahum musta'an. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, in this verse we pick out a few matters. Number one, that there's always going to be difficulty in the pathway of those who are doing the work of the Anbiya. You will have to exert yourself. You are following in the footsteps of Adam, of Nuh alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they went through some extremely tough times for the sake of Iman, for the sake of spreading this Iman, and so the same with everyone else who follows their footsteps. Then we also learn, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those who exert themselves, that you should exert yourself, you make the effort. As for the result, this is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make the effort, you do not sit back, you do not just wait, you do not become complacent, you make an effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, for the sake of Allah. For whose sake? Not for name's sake, not for fame, publicity, money, but rather for Allah's sake. So you make an effort for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will guide you to His path. He will guide you to His path. And so this qa'ida in reality assists the one who might say, you know what, I've been doing this for such a long time, I've been looking after these orphans, and subhanAllah, I go through such difficulties, etc., etc. Why do I bother myself? Why do I do this to myself? You know, somebody else can do it. No, subhanAllah, no, no, no. Remind yourself, the one who exerts himself for the sake of Allah, and he does this solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's path. And so many a times you get down, you have issues, there's problems, and many a times you might be on the verge of giving up something good. Don't give it up. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا, those who exert themselves in our way, in our path, in seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him. And so do not give up that good deeds, those good deeds that you have been busy with. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, a few verses from the Noble Quran. Allah states, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ, whoever comes with good deeds, whoever does good deeds, man jaa, whoever comes with bil hasanati, with hasana, good deeds, falahu, for him, ashru amthaliha, for him will be 10 times the likes of that good deed, subhanAllah. For every good deed that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you 10 times that, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Allah mentions, inna alladhina آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, those who believe and they do good deeds, أولئك هم خير البرية, they are خير البرية, they are the best of creation, they are خير البرية, برية is creation, they are the best of creation. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية, ما شاء الله. We also find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran, Alhamdulillahi, all praise is due to Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Rabb of the Alameen. The Rabb of all the worlds, mashallah. The Rabb of the universe. Allah also mentions with regards to good character, with regards to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka, and verily you, la'ala khuluqin azim. Verily your khuluq is azim. Your khuluq is of a very lofty character, subhanallah. Allah mentions, Muhammadun Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Muhammadun Rasulullah. Walladina ma'ahu, and those who are with him. Walladina, and those who ma'ahu with him. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. They are heavy on the kuffar. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. They are heavy on the kuffar. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And they have mercy amongst one another. Subhanallah. Muhammadu Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And they have rahmah and mercy between one another. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, would that be iznillahi ta'ala? We come to the end of this majlis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah grant us an understanding of the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us insight into the noble Quran. May Allah grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of akhlaq, similar to the akhlaq of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us, resurrect us in the company of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.